Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things at My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we're going to ask the question, is a 401k better than a pension and why? Dave Ramsey actually gives a short little breakdown. I'm going to give my reaction to it and see if he says some good stuff, some bad stuff, or something in between. But either way, we're going to take a look. So listen to this.
In the decade of the 90s, remember way back in the 90s, the 1990s, boom, 78% of the companies in America did away with a pension plan and went to the 401k. The only place you find pensions today, with rare exceptions, is government and union. There's almost no places have pensions other than that that are substantial. So teachers, policemen, feds, whatever. Government and union. It's the only place you find pensions. And everybody was whining and carrying on that corporate America was not taking care of their employees by doing away with the pension plans. And the truth is that the 401k has made more millionaires than pensions ever did. So it has turned out to be that when you invest money in your 401k, and sometimes your company matches, upward of 70% of the companies do some kind of a match on a 401k, you're in complete control of that money. It is owned by you. It does not get moved unless you move it. It is not invested in something unless you choose the investment. It is in your name. And it's portable, meaning that if you leave that company, you can roll it to an IRA. You still own the money.
This is some really great advice so far. I really like the history lesson of a pension versus a 401k, because I think that a lot of people don't understand how awesome that really is to control your investments. There were a lot of deceptive things happening in pension plans. People were working 20, 30 years. You know, we did a story on a 70, an 80-year-old who still works at Walmart. He was 1 year away from getting full benefits from his pension, which was, he was at 29 years. It was going to be 30. And he loses it because the company shuts down in the next 60 days. You know, how awful is that? That you lose all those benefits because of 1 year. Right? With the 401k, it is in your name. As he said before, it's portable. So if you leave your job, you get retired or you get fired, you know, for any rhyme or reason, you can roll that over into an IRA, something that we do, and we can actually help you put that through and keep it in your name. A lot of people make the mistake. They take out the 401k, they put it into a savings account. Now they have this huge tax bill where they're paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 that they don't have to do in that given year. You can actually make a plan to take out money as you need it instead of just one big, large lump sum. Some people are even in these annuities and they're very complex with a lot of fees. So it's really important to talk to a financial advisor to get that through. But so far, so good. Pensions, you know, people are kind of stealing and they moved money when they want to move money. But with the 401k, you are in complete control. As I said before, saving for retirement is do it yourself. It is your responsibility to save for your retirement. Don't depend on Social Security. Don't depend on your 401k officer at your job to do it for you. Don't depend on the government to do it for you. You need to save for your retirement.
There's no special little gotchas like pensions have or anything. So the 401k has proven over the last three decades to be a vastly superior wealth-building tool for the typical American than the pension has. And that's not to pick on him. He's a policeman. We appreciate his service. I'm glad he's got a pension. That's great. But the point is that this whole philosophy of you are in charge of your life is represented by the 401k. Someone else is in charge of your life, and you're dependent upon them is represented by the whole pension philosophy.
Yeah, I do want to make this point, too. Just because you do work for the government or maybe that you are a police officer or whatever you're saying, you don't necessarily just have to have your pension plan. You can create an individual retirement account, and you can use it as if you're using the 401k. They're very similar. They're both tax deferred account. In the 401k, you can put in pre-tax dollars, which is actually really nice. For the IRA, it's post-tax dollars, but when you do put money into the IRA, it lowers your taxable income. So let's just say that you put in $5,000, you made $100,000. You're not going to be taxed as if you made $100,000. You're only going to get taxed as if you made $95,000 because that IRA contribution. So just keep that in mind. So if you are a police officer, a firefighter, or in a union, you can still open up an individual retirement accounts. We do that all the time for clients to get them situated on their retirement journey. But let's keep going.
And so it becomes golden handcuffs. And you have to wait to get your money. You can't access it. There's all kinds of other things going on. So I am a huge proponent of you investing your money so you end up with money.
Me too.
That sounded deep, didn't it? Yeah, but I mean, really, there's a real thing there that you need to think through. Who is in charge of your success?
Yep.
Who are you dependent upon that you can look at that person and say, you caused me to be successful financially, become wealthy financially? There's only one. He's in your mirror.
That's it. You. You are responsible for your retirement, because these companies were making promises years and years ago, you know, for these pensions, for these golden handcuffs. You have a unique opportunity to take advantage of your own 401k and get where you need to go. Brothers and sisters, you need to take full control of your 401k plan, take control of your investments in all your financial life, not just your retirement, but your mortgage, your auto loans, your insurance. All those need planning. And that's what we're here for. If you don't know anything, you can always download our ebook. It's the 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. So no matter what stage in life you are in, it has a section for you that goes over the different account types. And it tells you why you're actually investing, not necessarily just what to invest, but why. You know, is an IRA a tax deferred account? Is it pre-tax dollars? Is it post-tax dollars? All those things are important to know so you can have an intelligent conversation. So when you go find your financial five, your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor, you can talk intelligently about the situation. Don't go into these meetings anymore not knowing anything. Download our ebook, learn a few things, so when you go to these consultations, you can have a good conversation and ask the right questions. Don't let people just pour information into you. Know exactly what you need and work with someone to help build your financial plan. If you don't have anybody, you don't have your financial advisor in your financial five, you can always go into the description. There's going to be a link for a free consultation. You could talk to me. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. I have a master's in finance. I know this stuff. So if you need help, click below, schedule a consultation, download the ebook, and make sure that you subscribe, like, and comment. Also, we put the key takeaways in the quotes from this podcast. Well, that is it for me. I hope you learned something and why 401ks are better than pensions. And my name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.